Hello and welcome to the Lying Media Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man.
seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel at night. Enter my life and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack. I'm wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad. They didn't see what I seen. The store queen made everything easier for one fine E. And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head. Hello, Alice. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and I'll.
You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise that I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table. I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two. And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent stride. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her. Hello, Alice. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and I'll.
Hello, Alice. I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and I'll.
Aisle 10, yeah, yeah, aisle 10, we need some help and I'll.
Hello, Alice.
folks, listen, welcome to the Lying Media Bastards Radio Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jake. That was just a Black Rebel Motorcycle Club doing Six Barrel Shotgun. That's not off their latest album. That's off their album before that, Take Them All on Your Own, or something like that. They have a new album out that I'm told is great. I have trouble. I read one review of it, which was saying that it was really terrible, really masturbatory, really over the top, lame. But then lately, it's been a lot of people putting it on their best album of the year lists. So I guess I'll have to look into it. I think they're playing in town soon. My friend of mine's trying to coax me into going. Before that, Sleater-Kinney doing I'm Not Waiting. Scapegoat Wax doing Aisle 10, parentheses, Hello Allison. And then we started off with Ken Booth and Stranger Cole doing Artabella, a really old ska song. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show on Radioactive San Diego. Thanks for listening. Let's see here. Today on the show, I'll be talking about some recent mass media mergers that happened, some pretty huge ones. A couple controversies going on with some of the mainstream media. Chris Matthews, Washington Post, a lot of activists are angry with them. Political prisoner Daniel McGowan, a little bit about Google, and what else here? Oh, and then, of course, the Hamas, the Palestinian parliament election that just took place yesterday, where Hamas took a huge number of seats in the parliament. We can talk about that. And I should mention, before I left the house today, I got a call that was a wrong number. So just in case you're listening, Roy, if you're listening, Mr. Gruber's here. Mr. Gruber's at your house. It sounds kind of important. Not much to say. I'm going to be rambling. Next week, George W. Bush is giving his State of the Union address, January 31st. And it's looking like we here at Radioactive are going to be covering this live. We'll have the audio of the speech coming out over the net waves here. And then we're going to be here with the microphones making fun of the fucker and pointing out all his lies and deceits and yelling. I'm imagining the word fuck will come up a lot. But yeah, that's about all I got to say now. Oh, hey, musically, who we got today? I got some nice stuff for you. I was in Los Angeles yesterday, and when I was driving home, I heard KCRW has a radio show called Metropolis. Bad name for a radio show, by the way. It's a staple up there, really. I think KCRW has it on every weeknight, and I'd thought that it was really more of a techno show. So I never listened to it much, but I had it on KCRW, didn't know what show it was listening. Really, it sounded like the show should have been called 35 Bands That Sound A Lot Like The Cure. I guess not a lot. It's the 35 Bands That Kind of Sound Like The Cure. So I found a bunch of new musicians listening to the show, and I've stolen some of those songs. I've stolen that guy's playlist. I suppose it's not the most honorable thing to do, but I'm doing it for you. I'm thieving for you. Theft stealing for you, because I want to bring you fine music. So we'll be listening to some of that. We'll be listening to Editors and VHS or Beta. Trying to get on some Rides, some Liars, some Ladytron. Eric B. and Rakim, some Mos Def. Fine stuff for you folks. So here we're going to get back into the music here. Run DMC. Run DMC doing Mary Mary. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards. You want to make a song request, hop on your instant messenger. Send a message to Radioactive SD. If you're listening to this show on the podcast after the fact, you want to make a song request or send me a song that you think I'd like to play, send me an email or send the MP3 to me. lmbradio@gmail.com.
Why? a bugging. Mary, Mary, I need your hugging. Mary, Mary, you cold from sucking. Looking for you, but you keep sucking. I want to find you, I gotta tell you something. So just be quiet and don't say nothing. Mary, 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 why you out there stunting? Supposed to be with me, but we started out new, you used to be true. Now you're bugging, what's wrong with you?
Mary, Mary, why you bugging? Mary, Mary, I need your hugging.
Now, this girl Mary I knew so well. I met her on the road in the fly hotel. High on a hill that never fell.
Clubs and the pubs is where she dwells.
She's raising hell.
Yeah.
Time is moving on. up to your spot on low. Shine brighter than all of they cats that got on glow. Laying the cut like they not going no. Cause if I gotta make a move, dog, they not going no. This dorm all private, this is not faux show. It's most def what you call real faux show. Is they what you call gangster? Hell no. They get a little pinch and go switch to the pole. They all talk fast and they all think slow. I'm most definite, not think so. Flood your city with the black ink flow. And my crew ain't scared to let them things go. So stop with the nonsense, like be conscious. I'm just a wake dog, I'm doing great dog. I don't play games, so I don't play, I hate y'all. Get it straight and get the fuck up out my face, dog. I'm like the second plane that made the tower space off. That shit to let you know it's really not a game, dog. Your grind and my grind ain't the same, dog. I'm the catalog, you the same song. So cool and old school like A4. The one your little mommy winding up a waist for. The name that real niggas got their hand raised for. Me and Minnie got your block yellow tape, dog. Skate off. To the streets, to the beach, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realists, and that's close. To the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown. Getting involved and involved. But when I'm letting off around, don't get in the cross. Like your preacher man speaking low, getting his cross. Tell a wild cowboy not to get off their horse. Before they find out the town on strictly enforced. It's a real bad way to get your name in the sauce. Testing the limits of a dangerous force. You ended up dumb, famous, and gone. Your people shouting out your name in their song. Pouring liquor on the day you was born. Buying pink to put your face on the wall. Come on, fall back. There's no need for all that, it's all good. We all here, doing all out, all live, all day. Listen when the song say,
don't push me, cause I'm
to the streets, to the beats, the bitches, the niggas, the women, the children, the workers, the killers, the addicts, the dealers, the quiet, the livers, the realists, and that's close.
Don't push me, cause I'm
to the edge, back, middle, and front. Strong back shit, lifting it up. From the big and the small, I'm like Jay Brown, getting involved, now get yours.
Bang, the bang, the boom, bang, the get boom. Bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the
get close
bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the get
close
bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the get bang the bang the bang the get
close
bang the bang the bang the get 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 bang the bang the bang the get
I'm good.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastards Radio Show. That was just, there was Most Def doing Close Edge. Before that, we had Ride doing Cool Your Boots off of the Going Blank Again album. One of their finest albums, if you ask me. That was the first one. That was the first album of theirs that I'd heard. A lot of people are more purist and like their earlier sort of loud guitar, distorted guitar, shoegazer thing, which I do enjoy quite a bit myself. But I still think that this other album's got more power to it. For that, we had The Liars, L-I-A-R-S, not to be confused with the other band, also called The Liars, spelled L-Y-R-E-S. With a song called Tumbling Walls Buried Me in the Debris. The Liars do not like short song titles. Before that, we had Johnny Magnet doing Vibrator. Johnny Magnet is a defunct punk band out of, I believe, Texas. Gosh, that's probably going to be wrong and I'm going to feel bad. And I discovered it, the guitarist of the band, guitarist and singer, is a gal who goes by the name of Twisty Faster, who has a great weblog on the internet called I Blame the Patriarchy. I believe that site is blog.iblamethepatriarchy.com. I got a few more songs from that band Johnny Magnet lined up. I will play them. And then I started it off with Run DMC doing Mary Mary. Now, big news, big breaking news. Says here on CNN.com, John Kerry calls for a filibuster of Samuel Alito's Supreme Court nomination. Now, that is news. I'd actually heard earlier today that prominent Democrats were given up and given their endorsement to Samuel Alito, which is just ridiculous. He's obviously super conservative and will make the country a worse place, which makes me say, let's try to keep him out of the Supreme Court. But, yeah, so this is about the only option that's left for the Democrats. They don't have enough votes to vote the guy down, so Kerry's going for the filibuster. At least that's what he says there. Let's hope that he keeps up with that. Another CNN headline here. Bush, no doubt NSA surveillance is legal. Which is funny, because I have no doubt that it's illegal, and I'm not an idiot or a liar. So I'm gonna go with what I'm saying, that it is illegal, because for those same reasons. I was going to mention some of the media mergers. This week we've got the WB Network, which is a very lousy television network, makes for the most part, crummy shows. And the UPN, okay, the WB Network is, of course, Warner Brothers. UPN, United Paramount Network, Universal Paramount Network, something like that. Also a TV network that makes crappy stuff. Owned by CBS, if I'm not mistaken. They're merging to create a new network called the CW Network. Now, that might actually be okay, because there might be... Well, I'll take that back. Entertainment-wise, that might be okay, because I think there's enough decent shows on the two networks that if you combine them, you might actually have a good number of decent shows. But let's see here. CBS, owner of UPN, and Time Warner, part owner of WB, will each own 50% of the CW network. And they will... blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, so there's a media merger. You know, I really am behind the times. I really need to get my research on and find out who owns what these days, because I'm losing track. Some of these companies, it's no longer just one way. It's no longer, one company buys another company and they get bigger, and then they merge with another company, get bigger, and then buy some more companies. Now you get companies that merge, get bigger, split off part of their company to form another company, and then they both buy more stuff, and then there's more splits and divisions. So it's a more complicated media corporate universe now than it used to be. And as a so-called media expert, I feel that I should know these things, which means I have to get off my ass. And then the other big merger news, Disney to buy Pixar. For $7.4 billion. Pixar is the obviously the computer animation company that did Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story and Finding Nemo and the Incredibles and all that. Disney distributed most of their movies. And really, Disney's had a lot of crap movies come out in the past decade, and most of their successes were Pixar. So not really a surprise that they made that purchase. And I guess there's some sort of stock swapping involved as part of the deal, which mean, and somehow I guess the CEO of Pixar is Steve Jobs of Apple, which I hadn't known about. And now with this, with the, all the wheeling and dealing there, apparently he is the top shareholder at Disney now. So the head of Apple Computers is also sort of in charge of Disney. Which is interesting. Yeah, that won't lead to any abuse. Media-wise, that's most of what I got going for you. Let me make sure I get the facts right on this one. I think I've mentioned on the show before, Daniel McGowan, he's an activist out of New York City who has been arrested, accused by the government of being some sort of eco-terrorist. You know, there was this huge crackdown on just activists in general, where the government has decided that the eco-terrorism, you know, people who don't actually hurt other people the way terrorists do, but just hurt property in their movements on environmental activism, they're terrorists. By these terms. And it sounds like they've rounded up about 11 people in the past few months who really, it sounds like they're innocent, most of them. I mean, most of the stories I hear is that these people are not guilty. of the things of which they've been accused. So this fellow, Daniel McGowan, he was they had a bail hearing for him up in Oregon yesterday. And it sounds like due to the pressure of his supporters and just the strong strong show of solidarity of all these people coming across the country to be at the hearing, I heard there were like 60 people who'd written directly to the judge on his behalf. They are letting him out on bail. You know, the government's trying to spin this story that you know, he's you know, this threat to the nation. This guy who he's attending acupuncture school, and he works with a nonprofit organization that assists women who are victims of domestic violence. Sounds like a threat to me. But they're letting him out on bail, which is good news. Oh, there's a good news and the bad news. That's the great news. He's getting let out on bail, despite the fear that, that everybody had that that was not going to be the case. Bad news is the bail is $1.6 million. Which is ridiculous. It makes me angry to think about it. But still, so you got some good news there. Let's see, what else we got here? Some little media controversies going on the web. First of all, you had Chris Matthews. He is a he's that guy, the sort of a yelling talk show host on, I think it's on MSNBC. You know, I guess I don't care so much. But, you know, he does his thing. And he acts as though he's impartial, which is really clearly not true. But I guess last week on his show, let me find the exact quote. When the new Osama bin Laden tape came out, he said... says a lot, something. I mean, he sounds like an over-the-top Michael Moore here, if not a Michael Moore. And then he tried to, when people complained that the fact that he was comparing Michael Moore to a murderous terrorist, his correction was, how did he apologize? I don't actually even see up an apology here. But basically, he's acting. Matthews is acting as though what he was saying is, why is Osama bin Laden changing his rhetoric to sound more like the American left? But it's just this you know, huge smear, basically trying to, you know, like so many of the Republicans do, trying to act as though if you disagree with the war on terrorism or the way the Bush administration is running the country, that you're a traitor. That you hate America, that you are no better than the terrorists who want to kill and maim at will. So a lot of folks were angry at him, and there's actually been a boycott organized. Where's the site for that? the site is openlettertochrismatthews.blogspot.com. If you're interested in getting information about that, they're trying to get the sponsors of Chris Matthews' show, Hardball, to stop paying for the advertising on the show and until he apologizes. The other story was a little arcane. It's the Washington Post ombudsman. You know, you got an ombudsman for your newspaper. That's supposed to be a person who represents the readers. You know, a reader is supposed to write in and say, you know, I'm really angry that you said this, or I think your reporter's wrong on that, or, you know, that sort of thing. And the ombudsman is supposed to be this neutral person who works for the newspaper, but is not necessarily on the newspaper's side. And they're then supposed to say, okay, well, I'll investigate it, and then they come up with a report. You know, here's what's going on. I've looked into it. I think the reader is right, or I think the reader is wrong. Whatever. But, so the current ombudsman, whose name I can't seem to find right now, she said in one of her her recent pieces, one of the, you know, investigations where she wrote the stuff up on the in the paper, she said that the Jack Abramoff scandal that's going on right now, that both Democrats and Republicans had taken Jack Abramoff's money. And a lot of activists were angry because this is the incorrect spin that that the Republicans are trying to do. The Republicans are trying to do damage control by saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, everybody was taking the money. You know, the Democrats can't insult us. They can't attack us. It's everybody. Technically, it's not true. There is no... Jack Abramoff did not give any money to the Democrats. And he, some of his clients, some of the Indian tribes that he was bilking money out of, did give money to the Democrats. Some people say that it was, that Abramoff told them to. Some people say there's no evidence of that. But there's no, but it wasn't illegal. You know, you don't see the same sort of, you know, straight out, flat out bribery that Abramoff was doing with the Republicans that you see with the Democrats. So people were angry, and a lot of people wrote in, posted comments to the web article that this ombudsman wrote. A lot of angry stuff, and then the Washington Post closed down the comments section, which was pouring gasoline on the fire, because now it's not only has the Washington Post done wrong in the eyes of these folks, but now they're saying, you know, we are not even going to listen to what you have to say. We don't care. So, and now they're still trying to defend themselves further. No, we had good reason. There was all, it was so insulting and disrespectful, the comments, that we had no choice, and blah, blah, blah. Journalists got thin skin. That's the bottom line there. Let's see. I'm going to put on some more music. I'll talk more later. I was hoping... usually the fellow I turn to for information about the Middle East is Juan Cole, a professor at University of Michigan, fluent in Arabic, has spent a lot of time living in the Middle East, and has quite a bit of knowledge and insight into the events that go on there on a daily basis. He has not yet written anything about the Palestinian election, so we're going to have to go with what I know, which is not quite as broad or wide or deep. Anyhow, let's put on... this is one of the bands I heard yesterday. And I was telling you that I'm stealing the playlist from the Metropolis radio show on KCRW. This here's a song by a band called VHS or Beta. And I think it is fine music, and I think you will like it. So I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show on Radioactive San Diego. Feel free to request a song at RadioactiveSD on your instant messenger, or send me an email, lmbradio@gmail.com.
Supersonic, sicker than the bubonic, to think it was plutonic. Wow, found a new playmate. At this late stage in the game, he couldn't get the name straight. Told her it was all up in your calf muscle. Showed her how to pull it off, more laugh and tussle. At one point, she thought he was a lame cat with game for the rats, a dog to claim the blame at. He told her maybe it's your mama's fault for giving you the shaker. Summy, summy, somersault.
You put my feet. very mention. The flutter of her eyelashes helped to clear the tension. Then went and tripped and fell head over heels, for being got dirtier than Red Rover's heels. No matter how high stake the price, his good luck charm on his arm shake the dice. It's gymnastics, practice makes nice. She's not the type to be enticed by fake ice. Ah, the stench of first love, the quench of the thirst made it worse. You need a burst of upward thrust motion, trust, devotion. Lust is like the sand where the beach meet the ocean. Soaking, felt joy in a whirlwind. Never ever did he mention boyfriend, girlfriend. Demanded her respect, then ran and did a handspring, almost landed on her neck.
We'll be right back. Never I would stop thinking about music and politics. I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes. Eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's fuck. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood. More poignantly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself to be understood. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that the personal revolution is far more difficult than the first step in any revolution. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that music is the expression of emotion, and that politics is merely the decoy of perception.
Hey folks, you're listening to the Lying Media Bastards radio show on Radioactive San Diego. That just there was the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy doing music and politics. Disposable Heroes, of course, fronted by Michael Franti of the band Spearhead. I have occasionally pondered the possibility of using that song as a theme song for the show, but it's long and it's jazzy and doesn't really fit me, you know? So, you just hear it sporadically in the mix of L show. Before that, we had Rico doing Free Fall. Rico, I got a message from him, them, whatever, on MySpace, which I think they described him as like some sort of mix between, you know, Kurt Vile and Marilyn Manson, or, you know, something that sounded interesting. But, I mean, that's not bad. It was some, you know, pop industrial, but not quite the tour de force that I was led to believe. For that, Johnny Magnet, again, that's the band fronted by Twisty Faster, the blogger from I Blame the Patriarchy. 07 and Danger Mouse and MF Doom doing Somersault. Boy Sets Fire doing Holiday in Cambodia. And VHS or Beta doing You Got Me. And the MySpace thing made me remind me that I have for the radio show here, I have a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/lyingmediabastards. If you use MySpace, you know, you log in there, and then, like, anybody who's on your friends list can post a bulletin, and you get a little window, get a little box inside of your page that has all of the bulletins listed. And sadly, since I've been adding people, a number of them are posting bulletins, which are the lame-ass email joke things that most of us grew out of very quickly once we got online. You know, sort of, you know, 50 reasons why beer is better than men, or, you know, or chain letters, you know. Send this to everyone you know, or you'll die screaming, and, you know, crap. Real, really crap. And it bothers me. So I posted my own bulletin that said that, if you did post those sort of bulletins, I was going to remove you from the friends list because you were an idiot. And then it felt, as I was writing this, it felt that I should write another sentence after the, because you're an idiot thing, and I wrote, because you're an idiot, and the phrase that popped into my head was, and idiots get the gas face. Now, those of the younger listeners will not catch that, and really the older listeners probably won't catch it either, but there was a rap band in the early 90s called Third Base who tried to popularize a slang term. It was gas face, which was sort of meant disrespect, or to give somebody, you know, as the, you know, the face part, give them a, you know, an evil or angry or goofy face as a form of revenge, disrespect, mockery. I don't know why my brain was suddenly remembering slang words from 15 years ago. But there you have it. And then the next day I'm watching VH1, and VH1 has this sporadic program they do that's about racism, which is actually not bad. Not many places in America, you know, racism, of course, is a huge issue in America. Race relations, the realities of different racial groups and how they interact, doesn't get talked about much on TV. Here's a show about it. And who should come on to talk about it but MC Search of Third Base, which was kind of odd. The whole not discussing race thing, I was thinking earlier today, comedy is the only place where race gets discussed in America. Where is our great national racial dialogue? The Dave Chappelle Show. That's pretty much it. I'm Jake, Limey Bastards Radio. Let's see here. Now, I do have to mention, there's this great article, I have a link to it on my site, called, it's from The Beast, which is a bi-weekly alternative publication put out in Buffalo, New York, the Buffalo Beast. They came out with their 2005 issue, which I thought had a hilarious title, 2005, A Year That Happened. But they put out their list, which they do every year, actually, the 50 most loathsome people in America. So, you know, it's Geraldo Rivera, Michelle Malkin, Charles Krauthammer, Tom Cruise, Mr. Blackwell, Michael Brown, Rita Cosby. The only one I disagree with, they have Terri Schiavo on here. I don't think she had much to do with anything this year. Spammers, Ann Coulter, Jeff Guckert, Bill Frist. You know, it's a real cavalcade of celebrities and politicians. But I thought that a few bits bared repeating. First of all, they mentioned Larry the Cable Guy. You may have seen him. He is a comedian, sort of a southern working class comedian who is on Comedy Central a fair amount these days. But the funny thing is that actually he isn't. Born in Nebraska, raised in Palm Beach, Florida, and then suddenly now he's doing comedy as though he was a working-class Southerner when he's really a multimillionaire, at this point, multimillionaire from Florida. It's almost as though he's doing blackface, you know, as though everybody thinks that he's actually one thing and he's pretending, and the type of person he's pretending to be, he's mocking that type of person. So you really think the Southerners would get a little more pissed off at the guy, but guess not. They say something here about George Lucas, which I thought was hilarious. It says, it needs to be said, George Lucas is an awful writer and a shitty, shitty director. His second Star Wars trilogy absolutely sucked from beginning to end and was, in fact, the least brave creative endeavor he could possibly have chosen, a guaranteed grand slam. Lucas has grown so accustomed to massive commercial success that he has no idea he's putting out the worst work of his career, and no one dares to tell him. And now we skip down to, everything that was great about the first trilogy is gone, replaced by detestably unsympathetic characters reciting torturously bad dialogue in a manner so wooden that coaching from Keanu Reeves would have helped, and CGI effects that, while painstakingly crafted down to the nanopixel, somehow looked less real than plastic spaceships and Muppets. No, really, the thing that got me in all of this... Oh, wait, there was a great line about Karl Rove. Let me find it. Yeah. Karl Rove, a greasy pig whose only distinction in life is his total lack of decency. Rove is decidedly not a genius. He is simply missing the part of his soul that prevents the rest of us from kicking elderly women in the face. Karl Rove. Let's see... But, you know, but the one that I thought where there was a bit of a profoundness in here, Rush Limbaugh on the list. Rather than engage in the admittedly difficult task of justifying GOP policies rationally, the key to Limbaugh's success is attracting an audience that actually yearns to be lied to. Doesn't matter how many righteous fact-checkers assail him in print and on the web, because dittoheads don't care that he's lying as long as the lies justify their prejudices. Limbaugh's program is not just hypocritical, it is a celebration of hypocrisy for ignorant crackers, angry at smart people, and strung out on the dwindling sensation that they are better than everyone else by virtue of their race, sex, nationality, or level of bluster, because their character and accomplishments don't warrant such feelings. Which I find to be a very interesting way to describe the folks who are huge fans of Rush Limbaugh and other right-wing blowhards like that. It's that at some point they were told that there's something special about being white, about being Midwestern, about being working class. Something about this sort of type of American, conservative, where people, they feel that they're entitled to more than they have. They feel that they're better than other people, and yet everything around them says different. Everything else says, no, you don't deserve more. No, you're not a great person. No, you're not better than anyone else. Yet Rush Limbaugh and folks like him help give people this feeling, no, no, no. Everybody's telling you that you're just average, that you're not better than anybody else, but you are. All those other people are scum, they're wrong, whatever. You're right, we're right, they're wrong. Feel good about yourself. Take back that good feeling. And there you go, right-wing pundits in a nutshell. So thank you to The Beast magazine for giving me that little insight. And speaking of idiots, there's apparently an outcry about... there's a TV movie coming out now called End of the Spear. It is about Christian missionaries. It's about... it's actually based on a real-life story, I believe. A fellow named Nate Saint and his son Steve. Is this based on a real story? I can't tell. Let's call it fiction just in case. So there's a movie about a Christian missionary called End of the Spear. The fellow who's starring in it is an actor named Chad Allen, who happens to be openly gay. And I think you see what's coming here. The right-wing crazy bastards in this country are angry. Christianity and gay do not go together. It's like, I don't know. It's like chocolate and peanut butter, but different. I amuse me. Yeah, crazy bastards. Let's see here. On the blog Pandagon.net, they actually list a bunch of the angry responses by the readers of FreeRepublic.com, the crazed right-wing website. Let's see here. Let me try to find some of the worst bits. You know, it's really sad when well-meaning Christians fall for poor logic. There is no way this gay activist should be playing this part. Obviously, the movie is now morphed into being about gay issues instead of about the story itself. Some people can't see what's right in front of them. Let's see, hate to remind folks, but the homosexual community has been trying to legitimize its lifestyle as Christian with an ever-increasing effort. A gay bishop, homosexual congregations, etc. It would not surprise me if Mr. or Ms. Allen wants to further prove that one can be gay and Christian. Let's see, what other sin should not be a sin? My favorite, though, is... One of the quotes from these crazed people is, "Satan seems to be in control of that whole situation." Yes, a gay man pretending to be straight in a movie on television. Satan. All they had to do was hire Kirk Cameron or Stephen Baldwin, give them a crew cut, and call it a day. Now they have a very active sodomite who promotes sodomy as the star of the film. Yes, teens will look him up on the net. Yes, now there will be open portals to a satanic world of homosexuality. This film will not get my money. So, crazy bastards, of course. Now, the funny thing here is that, generally... These conservative, religious, crazy people. Homosexuality to them is a sin, and they're saying, you know, how can you have this gay, sinful person also be playing this Christian character? Which I guess means that Christian fundamentalists believe that all actors who are going to play religious characters need to be without sin. So apparently you need to, if you want to be an actor and you think that, you know, let's say you're a young person and you decide that someday you want to be an actor and maybe you're going to play a priest or the Pope or a preacher or something, you got to start early to not sinning. You know, you're born, no sex, no drugs, no masturbation. You got to hate the gays because that's part of not being sinful. And you're going to have to do that for your whole life until you finally get that acting part. After that, then maybe it's okay. But, yeah. Where am I going next? The State of the Union address, as I mentioned before. Radioactive, we're going to air the State of the Union address alongside commentary and mockery by ourselves. I think that myself and DJ Alleluia are going to be involved. Not sure who else yet. We're still in the planning stages. But I'm told that a key part of the speech will be Bush's health savings accounts plan, which is the idea that instead of actually trying to insure more Americans, or instead of national health care, or trying to lower costs somehow of health care, the plan is to institute a policy so that if you put money in a special health savings bank account and use money from that bank account to pay for health insurance and medical procedures, then that's tax-free. That's his solution, is a tax-free bank account. You know, if you can't afford health insurance, you probably can't afford to put money in a savings account. You know, maybe if you had the money, you know, maybe you'd save. Maybe this would be a more feasible way, but you don't have the money to start with to put in the bank. So, not a good plan. Even worse is it seems to be based on this idea that health insurance is so much because Americans are overinsured. Americans are overindulging in the treatments and possibilities that come with having health insurance. And that drives up the cost. So they want Americans to, you're not a patient anymore. You're not a patient who is doing what your doctor tells you because you're sick and you want to get better. You're a consumer. You got to think about the costs of what you're doing. The costs of, the bandages and the medication and the doctor's, experiences and... I don't even want to make fun of this. It's so stupid and offensive. You know, you're sick. You don't want to have to think about that. You know, I think, you know, if you look at polls, pretty much all Americans do say, I'd be willing to pay more money in my taxes if there was national health insurance so that if I was sick, I'd be taken care of. Guess I'll talk a little bit about Palestine. We had the elections in Palestine yesterday for the Palestinian parliament. The two primary parties were Fatah, which has been in charge for, I believe, 40 years. That was Yasser Arafat's political party. I believe it was sort of an offshoot of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And then after that... And so then their main rival in the election was Hamas, the Islamic fundamentalist resistance group that's been fighting Israel, has part of their charter is we want the destruction of Israel. Yet at the same time, also, to my understanding, they spend a lot of money on social services for the people of Palestine. They actually fund clinics and hospitals and whatnot. So they're this weird, you know, sort of an army with a charitable wing. Which I think has made them popular with many of the Palestinian people. They looked over at Fatah and saw that they were not helping them out. They were a very corrupt party. And here's Hamas, willing to stand up to Israel and also willing to help the poor people out with, you know, medicine and all that. They say, yeah, let's vote against the corrupt guys. Which seems to be my understanding. The election results are not fully in yet, but it sounds like Hamas has won a large, maybe even two-thirds. It will now have two-thirds of the seat in parliament. But I have heard that some Israelis, or some Palestinians, pardon me, are saying that they were not voting for Hamas because they were Hamas supporters, but to send a message to Fatah about the corruption. And somebody's saying now, you know, what do we do? What's going to happen? I really can't offer any predictions about how this is going to turn out. I'll have to get back to you next week and see what's going on. But I did learn, this is bizarre, I learned yesterday that Hamas was largely created by Israel. Which, you know, that sounds a little odd. But when the PLO was getting going in Palestine and fighting Israel, before that there was also a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. Which is, I believe it goes all the way back to like the 1920s in Egypt. And it was sort of this radical political organization that wanted to, you know, as many of the fundamentalists, they want to reshape the Middle East so it's all fundamentalist Islamic. But Israel decided, you know what? What if we support the Muslim Brotherhood in Palestine? And have them, you know, so they can fight against the PLO. And then the Muslim Brotherhood in Palestine morphed into Hamas. And now, you had, in the elections, you had Fatah, which had morphed from the PLO, and then you had Hamas, which morphed from the Muslim Brotherhood, duking it out for parliament. They call that blowback. Happened, obviously, into the U.S. We supported the Islamic fundamentalists in Afghanistan as a way to try to fight the communists from the Soviet Union. They defeat the communists, and then they take all the money and training and morph eventually into Al-Qaeda. It's a fairly common thread, actually, in world history, is the attempt to use radical Muslims as a force against your enemies. When I said I'd learned that about Hamas yesterday, that I learned that in an interview I'd heard with Robert Dreyfus, who has a book on the subject about the attempts to manipulate Muslim fundamentalist forces into fighting your battles and what happens when you do that. Anyhow, I've rambled on long enough. Let me go to another song here. This is a political song and a media song called Rocked by Rape by the Evolution Control Committee. I believe this is Peter Jennings. And they have sampled Peter Jennings. He often would... Is it Peter Jennings? one of those top three news guys who I can't keep track of. He liked writing his own sort of catchy phrases to insert into his newscasts, like "rocked by rape." I believe he was talking about Bosnia at the time with all of the genocidal activities. So he coined "rocked by rape," and the entire song is just samples of him using these bizarre little phrases, and then set to a sort of a chopped up AC/DC track. So this is Level Evolution Control Committee, "Rocked by Rape." I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Thanks for listening.
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News.
Damn it, Dan Rather.
New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths, tough FBI, killed and injured children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, dark, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal, persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist, massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban, time for us to bug out. Rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, rocked, rocked, rocked by rape, sex, drugs, and rocked by rape, disgruntled conspirator, attack, killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate tragedy. Isn't he dead? Death penalty. Ransom note. Forbidding. Notorious. Overwhelming. Communist. Urban. Punishment. Low ethics. Extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk. Criminal. Murdering a man. Tough. Diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation. Fraudulent assassins. Mysterious murder. Chemical terrorism. Military targets. Fatal crash. Danger. Freak accident. No known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear. The hidden Nazis next door. Marxist rebels. Serious murderer. Accidents, problems. Punitive damages. Like that negative heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug out. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recoup and lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop stack up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Trifling, shorties here. I get cocked D, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip for the crew that's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a suffer, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on fees, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch to southpaw, split your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hyper nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a crew down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, kill like De Niro. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the casket closed. No remorse when a life is lost. I paid my dues, I paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of Mac. Even if my crew is steep with one beat, I attract attention, people like to beat. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I have told of many. Hang out with Smith & Wesson, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war to shout, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's a fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep her occupied for the rest of the ride, read up my resume, she know I'm ready cool, just meet me after school, we can moan and groan until your mom come home, and you'll be calling me Aldo Capone, sweat me, she didn't want to let me loose, come get me, as if you want to sip the juice, cause the streets await me, so I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up in a puddle of blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
kill the party again. I ruined it for my friends. For you're so silent, Jess. Or maybe I am, maybe I am. Now at the central station, no time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I know. Take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me
black hand, black hand, black hand.
Lying Media Bastards radio show. That is, there was The Vines doing Get Free, and before that we had Jens Lenkman doing Black Cab, Los Villains doing Killin' Fields, Editors doing Munich, Hillbilly Hellcats doing Rockabilly Rebel, Eric B. and Rakim doing Juice, Know the Ledge, and we started off with Evolution Control Committee doing Rock by Rape. I'll be back next week, I think twice, once to do this State of the Union thing here on Radioactive, and then again to actually do the show. And then this week or possibly next, I'll be interviewing the bad cop No Donut guy about the police. Thanks for listening. See you all next week. Go to my website, lyingmediabastards.com, because I command you.